and then at the time that you gave her the get or the kesef, will pires. Rabbi Yehuda says sarach hafarish. Rabbi Yossi says dayo. This machokes is not just by getting the kedushin; it's also by ma'ase sheni. If the pidyon took place without any explaining at the time, articulating, this is for the pidyon, machokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And we tried to figure out yesterday different ways to understand the nature of the machlokes. We established that as far as the case of Gittin v'Kiddushin, the Gemara says that you need that medabrima. That's what the case is. So that medabrima accomplishes, according to everybody, that the woman knows that your das is for Kiddushin. However, there is another requirement of Amira, and the question is where that comes from and what's the nature of the halacha of Amira. And Rabbi Yehuda says, therefore, the umdina doesn't suffice. You need Amira b'shas ma'aser. Rabbi Yossi says, we came back and said, if you could have said, Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree that you need Amira at all. That's simply what it's about. But then, of course, ma'aser sheni would be a separate machokas. Whether you need Amira or not by ma'aser sheni, or you need Amira or not by kedushin. Better is to say, the way we tried to bring out yesterday, Rabbi Yossi also agrees that there's a din of Amira. However, Rav Yossi says that the Dibar Ima substitutes for the Amira. How does it do that? So depending on how you understand the notion of Amira, if it's Amira is just to simply clarify and to define what you're doing and why you're doing it, so the Umdana of the Dibar Ima can solve that problem as well. If Amira is a halacha that you have to spell out, you have to articulate, like the Balamor, for example, would say, then the idea is that the Dibar Ima is the articulation which can now be mitzaref to the actual Messina, so you can count the Amira before for the Amira of later. Regarding Meiser Sheni, so you could learn, as many Farshim and the Mishnayis learned, the Rash and the Rush, that the case is also Diber, not Diber Ima, Diber about Chilu, about Pidyon. So again, that would be exactly lined up with the Machokas over here. But the Rambam we saw doesn't mention anything about Amira. Could be the Ravid was asking in the Rambam. The Dvar quotes that the Ravid asked this kasha in the Rambam, but the Rambam didn't say that you need any Amira. And so the Marie Kurka says, yes, but it's really muchach mitocho that you have a pidyon going on. What are you putting money next to the peros? So it's really the equivalent, you could say, of the umdina that comes with diberima, and that could be a question whether this can suffice, and what would it suffice for? It would not suffice to be an Amira per se, would suffice to define what you're doing, because you know what you're doing. It's muchach from what you're doing that you're doing pidyon. That would indicate that according to the Rambam, the halacha of Amira, since the same achokis by Ma'aser Sheni and by Kedushin, the Amira is not like the Baal Mor would say. It would be an Amira like more like the Rav in order to define what you're doing. And that would be the same by get, because the Rambam, remember, never required you to say anything by get in the Deraisa, just that you gave it l'shem gerushin. What do you have to say midrabban and hagitech? So what is the Dibar Ima going to be by get? It's going to help us to understand that you gave it l'shem gerushin. So if everything lines up, so what's the halacha by get, by kedushin, by ma'aser sheni? What would be the issue? Well, the umdina that you have with the Dibar Ima by get or kedushin, with the fact that we understand by ma'aser sheni you're doing pidyon, whether that can be enough to define what you're doing as an act of kedushin, Gerishin, Pidyam. Rabbi Yossi would say yes, Rabbi Yehuda would say no. That's how we came out yesterday in Shir. Now the Gemara brings in another point relevant to this issue. Zakta Gemara. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Vahu Shasukin Ba'osa Inyan. Rashi explains, and Bechema Rav Elazar Rav Hoshaya Hu Shasukin Ba'osa Inyan. Rashi explains, Hada Ka'amar Rav Yossi Dayo V'hu Shayu Asukin B'dibur Iske Kiddushayin Ad Shas Nesina. Not just that there was a Dibur Ima, there was a conversation, but that conversation extended itself until the moment of the Nesina. In other words, without that, Rav Yossi would not rely on the fact that there was a Dibur Ima, there was a conversation. Exactly why? Why not? What's missing? I mean, they did have a conversation before. So here you can wonder exactly what's the problem. Is the problem in the umdina? The fact that there's an umdina, that his das is for kedushin, is only true if they kept talking about kedushin, it didn't go off and stop the conversation. Or the umdina might exist, But Rav Yossi, we said, also requires Amira. That's what we wanted to say just a few minutes ago. That's why you can connect it to Ma'aser Sheni. And the question is whether Umdina can pass the test of being like an Amira, whether it's enough to define the Ma'aser as a Ma'aser for Kiddushin. So the Gemara will say here that if you didn't have a Sugen Bosa Inyan, then it won't be enough to define it as a Kiddushin, and it won't satisfy the requirement of an Amira. That could be the point. But that's the din. You need to have a Sugen Bosa Inyan. Says the Gemara, Kitanoi. This is a machokes tanoi. Whether in fact you need a sukim ba'osa inyan or not. Rabbi Omer, Vahusha sukim ba'osa inyan. That you need a sukim ba'osa inyan, that the topic was continued to be that topic until the actual Kiddushin. Rabbi Lazar Barav Shimon Omer, Afobish ena sukim ba'osa inyan. So, what's the pshat here? So, the way Rashi learns. I emphasize this because there's a whole other mahalach in the Rishonim and the Rashba, but the pashtus here is that both Tanoim are going aliba to who? Ule Rav Yosef. Rav Yehuda is a whole different position. He holds Sarach HaFarish, so not a Sukim Bosa Inyan would not help you. You need Sarach HaFarish. You need to have to actually spell out the Shas Mais. But within Rav Yosef, so that's a question. So the Ketanoi, therefore, is going on what? On the Memra of Shmuel. That's what it comes out. That's how Rashi will learn. That's what the Rashba brings from the Bala Itur. The Rashba is a whole other pshat that this machokis actually is machokis in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And comes out Rabbi Yehuda would also allow Sukkot Ba'osa Inyan. Rabbi Yossi would hold that Me'inyan Le'inyan, as we're going to say in a minute. But again, we're going to go with the Pasha pshat here, with Rashi's pshat, that the machokis is within Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda has a whole other position. Tzarech HaFarish, you can't use Dibur Imah of any kind. The Gemara. So you're telling me that you have one opinion that you don't need a Sukkot Ba'osa Inyan. That means Rav Yossi says Dayo, even if they didn't continue talking about this all the way till the Nesinas HaKesef. In fact, the Gemara, the Ilada Sukkot Ba'osa Inyan, Mina Yada Mai Kamala. If they weren't involved with the topic, with the discussion all the way through, so then the problem is, how would she know what you're saying since you stopped talking about it? Rashi explains. Mina yada came into the Shas Nesina lo hayu oskim b'dibur ha-kiddushin. Mina yada shalishem kiddushin who knows namla. How does she know that he's giving for kiddushin? She tisvatsa, that she should go along. Va'afabi shedibur kfar b'kach. Even though there was an earlier conversation, Hare Paskul osa esek, that involvement stopped. So here's a question in pshat to understand in the Gemara. So the kasha of the Gemara is what? How does she know? Is that the only kasha that one could ask? So how do we finish explaining Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi holds that Dibrei Imah works. Why? Because number one, she'll know that you're thinking Kiddushin. And number two, Rav Yossi would also agree to Rav Yehuda that there's a halacha of Amira. That's why it's the same machokas here and Ma'aser Sheni. But Rav Yossi says that when you have Dibrei Imah, so that also works in lieu of Amira. Whatever Amira does, you have it with Dibrei Imah. If that's correct, that pshat that we said, so then the kasha should be more than just Mina Yada. If the Gemara is asking, if they stop talking about it, so then the kasha could be what? Where's the Amira? The Gemara only asks the kasha Mina Yada. So if I want to be Medayik this Gemara, that it might suggest that the kasha is only Mina Yada because Rabbi Yossi, after all, holds you don't need Tzarech HaFarish. He doesn't accept Amira. This would push us back in the other direction. That the whole halacha of Amira for Rabbi Yossi is nothing more than that she should know to go along with Kedushin. And then what's the machokes Ma'aser Sheni? It's a separate machokes. You need Amira. You don't need Amira by Ma'aser Sheni. Do you need Amira or not by Kedushin? But we didn't want to learn that way. We wanted to say that the halacha of Amira, the Rishon talked about Amira, the Kiddushin, even for Rav Yossi, not just for Rav Yehuda. And that made us realize that Rav Yossi also acknowledges the din of Amira, whatever the reason is. But Rav Yossi holds that the Dibrei Imah is good enough for the Amira. So then the kasha of the Gemara is, but if it's not Sukkot Ba'osa Inyan, the Gemara should ask, there's no Amira. So I suppose we could try to be madchik here that The Gemara will hold that in terms of the inyan of Amira, so even in a Sukkabosa inyan, the Gemara feels is good enough to count for an Amira. In terms of defining, let's say Amira to define the Maisa as Kedushin, and Baget to define the Gevel Hashem Kedushin. So that the Gemara feels, even if they stop talking, I have enough in the earlier conversation before they stop talking to qualify as an Amira. But as far as her understanding what's going on, that's where the problem lies. I'm not so comfortable with this, but that's the best I could argue. I mean, if you hold that there's no din amira except for Rav Yossi, that is, except that she should understand, then the Gemara is perfect. But if we want to say, as we were saying, that Rav Yossi acknowledges the din of amira and uses the dibrei mar to count for amira, then the kasha of the Gemara could have been a more basic question. Do you don't have the amira? You know, unless we say that the Amira I have because the Dibrei Mar is good enough for that, but wouldn't be good enough for the woman to know that she understood it. What does the Gemara answer? We're not talking about where they totally stopped the conversation completely, that there's totally no Shaykhus after that to Kedushin. It's still a conversation that has some loose connection, but not direct. The condition, but also inyan. What would that mean practically? So what did they stopped talking about specifically our condition, and they spoke about what? But also inyan. It's not totally a different topic completely, but it's not quite the actual focus. So what would that mean? Rashi says, mamish. They were talking about condition mamish, then they stopped that. What does they ask? They add here the ches miu tzorche zivugam hayu, or ledaber tzorche zivugam hayu. It was not kedushin mamish, but it was things related to the marriage, to the shidduch, to the process of getting married. Kimo kama yesh loch nidunya, the woman would bring in nidunya into the marriage. How much is that worth? Kama sadas yesh lochal is punishment. He has fields, real estate that she'll get panasa from. So it was like related to Shiduchim, but not Kiddushin Mamish. That's called Me'irin Be'oso Inyan. A second, Yosef. The Me'iri has other possibilities. I saw the Me'iri. What exactly does it mean? Me'irin Le'inyan Be'oso Inyan. So Rashi says, Tzorchei Zivugam. The Me'iri starts by saying one thing, then he says a different thing at the end. Initially he says, Dafkik Shem Asukin Ba'osa in Kedushin, Shalo Paskam with Dabba in Kedushin. Avo, in Paskam with Dabba in Kedushin. Afilos Meshadachas Lomi Kodim means it was like an understanding of Kedushin. Afilos Asku Me'inuli in Ba'osa in Yvatsalom, but Tzorche Habayis. Similar to Rashi a little bit. Kigon Kama Tachshitim Yeshlach. So that you would say similar to the Dunya maybe. How much jewelry do you have? Oh, hech at no heges b'mleches habayis. Are you a good cook? How do you? So it's me'in le'inyan b'osa inyan. The kayot v'drama ein zekulam. That would be no good according to the standard that you need a sukkah b'osa inyan mamish. That is what he says initially. That the end of the piece, yesh mefarshim shekom shemedabim b'inyanei habayis v'tzorchei hazivug. Also inyan ba'atma, that's called me'inyan le'inyan. That's also inyan. It doesn't have to be kedushin mamish. It's about the shidduch, about the marriage. The ein kol me'inyan le'inyan ba'osa inyan ela kigon shemedabim mizivug shel acherim. Someone else's shidduch. Kigon proni rotzo shadach pronis. Now we're getting married, and then me'inyan le'inyan ba'osa inyan, and you know who else is getting married. That's what he says at the end. This is not like Rashi. B'china das nota. So you have to know exactly how to define this. Not quite Kedushin, Me'inlin, they also in him. Yosef, yeah.
According to Abai's reasoning, with Rebbe, who says that the Rosh Oskim Bosa Inyan, who would say that the Umdana is gone, meaning Inyan, the Inyan, there is no.
That would be the question, right? According to the one who sold Yin, they also Inyan, that's Rebbe, for example, then without a Sugim Be'oso Inyan, so again, either the Umdana is gone, or the umdana to substitute for Amira is gone. So we were not sure before. To the extent that you need, you know, whatever it is that you need in terms of the Asukim Ba'osa Inyan, to whatever daga of Asukim Ba'osa Inyan. So if you don't have it, what is it that you're lacking? You're lacking the umdana? The Gemara's mashma, no yada by kamala, so it sounds like, at least from her perspective, you're lacking the umdina. Whether that means that, from our perspective, that it can't serve for amira, that's part of what we're not sure in the Gemara. The Gemara only focuses on her not knowing. Yeah.
For the question on the yada according to the side of saying that there's a din amira, so that you could fulfill, is that saying that you could fulfill the din amira not at the shas nizuna?
That's correct. And again, depending on how you understand amira, that's how you have to explain why it's sufficient to have the dibrema in lieu of the amira. If the amira is just about, like the Ran would say, Ran says later, that you should know it was not a matana, it was a shem kedushin, so if you have it, that you can tell from the umdina that that's why he gave it. So that frames the nesina for kedushin the same way if you would say it b'shas maisa. So that can work. If amira is this idea that you have to state your gemiras das, or you have to state the divrei halakuchin, like the Baal Mor says, so then you have to say probably from the perspective that whatever you said before, that's a fulfillment. That's mitzuraf with the nesina of later. So you don't have to say mamish at the time of the giving the kesef, but you can say it before it. And for the Baal Mor, even by shtar, that's the issue of whether shtar also requires it. Right? The Tosfos Reed said that by shtar, you don't need an amira, because the shtar says it. The shtar says that harem kudesh asleep. And only by kesef, where he says, you know, the kesef doesn't say anything, so then you have to say harem kudesh asleep. Even Harez HaKudushech says the Tosfos wouldn't have been good enough. And the Ran, we thought for sure would be good. Because the whole point of the Amir is to help us understand why he gave the Kesef. Harez HaKudushech is obviously perfect for the Ran. But again, by Shtar, Chari should not need it. Rashi and the Mishnah, Beis Amid Aleph, sounds like Shtar doesn't need Amira. Rashi and the Rif seems to say Shtar needs Amira. For the Baal HaMor, we understand Shtar would need Amira. Yeah. These are all things to go over in terms of what, you know, when you need a mir, when you don't. And here we have this inyan of asuke ba'usa inyan. Again, the way Rashi comes out within Rabbi Yossi, two shitas. Whether it's enough to have a me'in le'in ba'usa inyan, or you need asuke ba'usa inyan. Mamish, exactly what it means, me'in le'inyan, it's also not so clear. Rashi says one way, the Me'iri seems to say perhaps differently. Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Says Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, we hold like Rav Yossi. The Gemara quoted before as well, where the Gemara had the kasha on the lashonos that we weren't sure about, and the Gemara says the Amar. This is what Gemara quoted. This very statement, the Amar Huna Amar Shmuel. So the Gemara is quoting it before as part of the kasha. This is the statement itself. Halacha k'Rav Yossi. Amar Rav Yema l'Rav Ashi. The Ela. Had the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yehuda Amar Shmuel said the following halacha. Person who is not knowledgeable about the nature of Hilchos Gittin, Hilchos Kedushin, should not be involved with them. See exactly what Esek Imohem. Not to be involved with Inyanim, Pasha Pshat, the Inyanim of Gittin V'Kedushin. So how far does that go? Not being your Deh B'Tiv Gittin V'Kedushin. Afilu. Does it even mean to include Lo Shmiyare Had Rav Huna Amar Shmuel? So suppose he doesn't know this particular statement, this halacha that Rav Huna Amar Shmuel told us, that the halacha is like Rav Yossi, that it's enough dayo if it's diberima, whether it's asukim b'osein or not asukim b'osein, it's diberima is sufficient. Is that important for him to know? So he says, yes, I'm in hachinami. What's the shayla exactly? What would you think? It's not necessary for him to know that. Rashi explains, B'tiv Gittin means B'hilchosein. Lo yehilo esek imahen, meaning in what way? To be involved. In what? Lios dayan b'dover. To be a dayan, Shema yatir iser erva. Why is it such a bad thing if he doesn't know halachos to be involved as a dayan? Because it could happen that he will permit an iser erva. V'zel ivos she'eni yachol sakin. That's a distortion that can't be remedied. If it be matin iser erva, we have to see exactly the applications. Gittin v'kedushin, it says. Lo yego esek imahen, not to be a dayan. So now the question was posed. This is what the Gemara said, El Hada Amar. So would this even mean, Rav Yehuda said to Rav Ashi, rather. He said to Rav Ashi, Afilo Shmiyale Hada Halacha K'Rav Yossi. Neima nami, even that deficiency, that even that gap in his knowledge, lo yehei lo esek imayim kolomer, mishchicha ha alo shchicha. Is it considered a common occurrence, shehei adam nos in get? Rashi says both. Notice, get o kedushin leisha be'enam efarish. In other words, to say rachik Rav Yosi, and not to know that. So if it's a common thing that you have a case of get of kedushin without being mefarish, the halacha is like Rav Yosi that it's good, but he may not know it. So if he doesn't know it, it's going to be a problem. Will it be a problem or not? So if it's something which is common, then it could create a problem. But if it's not so common, then this gap is not going to be the end of the world. That's the shaila, and the answer was in Achinami, that he has to know halacha Rav Yosi. Zoktosis. Lo yehi lo esek imahen. Pirish bekuntris. Lo yehi dayin bedover. Not to be a dayin, Rashi said. Shema yater yisr erva. Vizel ibas yinoch l'saki. This is Rashi's pshat. V'rabbi, no, let's do the whole Tosis, so we'll come back to Rashi. Tosis brings another pshat here. V'rabbi zviel pirish. Another pshat. Shelo yedaber im hanashim al iske kedushin. L'kadsha. He should not have conversations with women on a topic of kedushin. Why? Shepa'amim shetehei mikudeshes ba'mirasam o benesinasam v'lo yavin. What is he saying? Lo yehi lo esek imayim means someone who doesn't know halachas of kedushin should not be involved with what? With what? With conversations with women that touch on the topic of kedushin, because what could happen unwittingly? He could do a kedushin, and he won't even realize that now this woman is married to him. It's very interesting. What kind of halacha would that be? If he doesn't know that he's doing kedushin, so what would that mean? There'd be kedushin. How could that be kedushin if he doesn't have das for kedushin? If he says it as a joke, or he doesn't realize, how does Tosfos mean? So there'll be a problem that she'll be married to him unwittingly. But how could it be a kedushin if he doesn't have das for kedushin? No one. What? They're Adim. The Adim see him do a ma'aseh kedushin. By all appearances, it's a kedushin. By all appearances, it's a kedushin. And that's going to be the issue. He's going to be mekudesh. She'll be mekudeshes to him. The lo yavin. Go ahead, Ari. Yeah.
Are we still stuck on the question?
I want to
understand.
What?
Are you still stuck on why?
Yeah, I want to understand. We have to come back to Rashi's pshat, but meanwhile, Tosfos' pshat is lo ye esek imayim means im hanashim ledaber al iske kedushin. So the chashash here by kedushin is that he may inadvertently be mekadesh an isha. That means you have to say there are edim that witness him giving a ring and saying a remekudeshesli, and in his mind he doesn't know halachos of kedushin, so he doesn't realize that he's being mekadesh right now. But in fact, he's mekadesh. So I want to understand what does that mean? Chaya, if there was no das of his on his part to mekadesh, why would that be a kedushin? How do you understand this?
Because how do we make the das? We don't just trust everyone. So they just come and eat, and they're mefarish afterwards. Oh, I didn't have das. We made so, das by the mirror. If you had a mirror, then we assume that.
Okay, so good. So this is one many mefarshim struggle here. I found it. Yeah. I'll share with you in a minute. I mean, if we're out of Achron and try to figure this out. They all say, start saying what you're saying. Even afterwards, we still have to go, you know, beyond. There's something called Dvar Mishav Levin Medvarim. That's the rule that you're going to say. The rule, it's Sugis later on in Kedushin. A person makes a transaction, and from all appearances, there's a das that was expressed for going forward with the Kenyan, whatever it is. And then he says, but you should know, I only wanted to do this because I thought X, Y, Z, I thought that was the Megaliyah, that's why I sold you a piece of land, but he didn't say anything. No one heard anything like that. Everyone saw him selling a piece of land. Meanwhile, in his mind, he only meant to sell because he thought he was moving. So the halacha is, it's a transaction. What you thought is irrelevant. Similarly over here, if he does what would seem to be a clear expression of Das Kedushin, and the Eidim see it and interpret it that way. So that's Kedushin. Even though in his mind he had no idea he was in the Kaddish. So that's the approach that's given, that's suggested. But I see here that Pavarsky, is Shiurim, he's not happy with this. As follows. He brings this kash. Hikshu bazeh. Kevin de lo yavin. This Tosh says, the lo yavin. Shumi kudesh. Harim emele lo kitsha. So what's the chashash kedushin? But so achlomer, like you said, the afa bisha belibo lo haven, have a leyak vam shabalev. Kevin de bedibur amar Russian gomer shal kedushin. So he says, Harem Kodeshes, so he gives her a ring, Adam saw it, that's it, you're locked in, the Kodeshes. Nebuch, he didn't know, that's Bram Shevalev. He asks, he doesn't know this, is Tzorach Iyun, he says, Sof, if he doesn't know that this is a Maisa Kedushin, so it should be more than a Bram Shevalev problem, which he said, I mean, a Bram Shevalev issue, because there's no Chetz of a Maisa Kedushin. It's all what we think. The Adam think there was a Maisa Kedushin. But the Maisa, it's not a Maisa Kedushin because he was not Niskaven Lekadesh. It should be totally unrelated to Dvam Shebelev. Dvam Shebelev means I sold you something. But I only sold it to you with some understanding in my mind which I didn't articulate and tell you about. That's my secret. Then tough. That's a Kedushin. That's a Mechira. But here, it's worse, because here, if there's no das for Kedushin, he stops, as far as he's, in his mind, he's playing around. It's not, so then, it's not just Rosh Hashanah, but there's no Maisa Kedushin. So he brings it, Rav Shimon and Shari Yosha asked this Krasha, and he wants to suggest that the Pshat would be, that no, he wanted to do a Maisa that works for Kedushin, but he didn't know, Lo Yavin, if it actually worked. But the fact that he doesn't know if it worked, but the Maisa works. So you have to say that he had more awareness of what he was doing than we're suggesting. If he has total unawareness that he did a Kedushin, then even if it looks like it's a Kedushin to everybody else, but Chorit shouldn't be Kedushin because it's not a Chetz of a Maisa Kedushin. Yosef, yeah?
I like that.
It's what the Zayda says, right? You should like it, yeah. So, again, I gave you one example with Rav Shabalev. The person sells a piece of land, and in his mind, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he sold it. So he didn't tell him. He didn't say anything to that effect. So then that you can't invato the mekach based on the assumption that you had was not stated, and it was only your secret. No one knew it. But here it's worse. Here, the whole thing was in the Maisa Kedushin. Wait. No?
I mean, I followed the answer, I think, but if it was a question of Dvam Shebelev,
so then that's the issue. Then it comes that it could be a real condition, and he doesn't know it, and then it's a problem because he's nation's ish. Yeah. So that we're trying to figure out why would that be? Yeah.
Why are we so bothered with the fact that the guy doesn't want to do? Tosfos says he's talking, don't speak to woman in Yoni Kedushin.
Right.
So now he's just stam. We say, oh, the guy's talking to a woman, lady in Kedushin. He's and hovering over the border of saying something that might work, but he really doesn't want to do anything that to Mekadoshim. Maybe they speak to him. He's talking
because
to
he doesn't, because
lady,
he, no,
something in Yoni Kedushin.
Because he's ignorant, and he doesn't realize that this can cause Kedushin, that's what the words are. So that's why there's a concern here that if he'll be playing with fire, as they say, he'll be creating a Kedushin in a case that he doesn't even realize that he just did it. That's what.
But Rudolf is bothered by the fact that, oh, but he might not even want to do any Maisa Kedushin.
No, so everyone says, so why is there a Kedushin? He didn't want to do it. It's Dvam Shebelev. So he says, what do you mean? But Dvam Shebelev, it's worse than Dvam Shebelev. Dvam Shebelev is in a Dvam, granted. But here, if there's no awareness that he's doing Kedushin, it's not a Maisa Kedushin. It's not like I did it. I didn't
he's
do anything.
Kedushin.
Yes, he said words,
but
it sounds like Lo Yavin, unless you interpret Lo Yavin differently. Lo Yavin sounds like he has no real, he doesn't realize he did anything. So how could that create Kedush? Pinchas Tzvi, you're asking to say something, yeah?
Yeah, I was just wondering, Maybe arise for David that also said that Shavoy Daver Imanashma Util Kidushin the Kacha. The Kacha, and he had some sort of intent to get married.
Sounds like there was some awareness of something, just didn't know that it worked. Rav Shimon Shkop Shpshat, he quotes, yeah, in the Shavu Yosha. Could be, it could be the words of Tosis could be interpreted that way, Lekadsham. At least Kikdushan, Lekadsham. No. Could be. It's a nice diuk. Yeah, so it makes it a little bit better. Yeah, Avram.
I'm just curious why Tosis says he might get married either from his Amira or from his Shatina. It can only be from
the
Sinai. How can he only get married with
Amira? It sounds like Bamirasam Obinasinasam. Actually, they changed it to Bamirasam. It's not going to help. It's just that Bamiraso Obinasinaso. You're saying, what is condition?
How can you have condition with just Amira?
Amira.
Or giving. It has to be both.
You need Amira and you need a Nasina, right? Good question. How do you read the Tosis? Damiraso obinasinasa. What?
Maybe if you hold like the Tosis rhythm, you just need. We're dealing with the case of shtar.
So then, binasinasa. We don't need amira. No, if you hold, if you hold, that could be. If you hold, you don't need this amira by shtar. By kesef, you need amira. By bia and pasuk, you need amira. By shtar, no. Saying you have a shtar. They'll hand out that was serim kadeshusly, and you don't really intend to mekadeshar because you don't really know much about kedushin except that the shtar happens to save kadeshusly, and Adam C, you give their shtar.
No, but I'm saying, how can you have a mirror without
an Amira? No, but Amira means the case that you need Amira as well, and if you didn't have the Amira, it wouldn't be kadeshus. But next thing you know, you said those words.
Oh,
case Amira, he's saying pshat. The Gedai is saying Amira means in the case where you would need Amira, and then that's what makes it a kedushin.
I guess if
would be, hopefully be not, but you know, because they're not married, anyway, you know, Kesef would be, but yeah, how we Kesef, then the scene of Birshta.
Didn't there is a Kitich, though?
No, that's the Get. Now coming to next part, with Get. So that's the Kiddushin.
Right.
What?
Talking about both Kiddushin. Okay, fine.
No, I know that's next.
You still have to say Hareza Kiddushin. You still have to do a small Amira. But he doesn't consider that an Amira.
No, by Shta you don't need. No, by Kesef you need to say Hareza Kiddushin.
Yeah, but if you say Boba Nasina Sam, like it's only in Asina, he would still need it, even when you're
in Asina. Could be Shtar, you know, Asina is Shtar, that's what you said.
Yeah, but you would still have to say, Hareza Kiddu Sheikh, according to this, right?
No.
Why?
I was saying Kiddu Sheikh, not
Kiddu Sheikh. Shtar, you don't. Shtar just giving it. If you hold your name by Shtar, then you give it a Shtar. So, Aiden C, you give it a Shtar. She accepts the Shtar.
No, I know, but I think the Tosas Red said at the end that you'd have to say Hareza Kiddu Sheikh by, if you're giving Shtar, yes.
Okay. It's baguette, you mean it's big, that was a shame condition. Okay. Yeah.
Why isn't Rebbe assuming he's a Shia? Because he says the Kacham. So if anything, he's doing it for someone else. He didn't say Lekacham.
It just means women in general. That's Shia Kacham. Well, yeah, it's like Imahen. No, that's okay. Kacham could be women, the Alma, yeah. No. That just means women in general. All these cases that you can Kaddish women without realizing. All this is by Kiddushin. Yeah? Now Tosis asks further. Vikasha, Tenach the Kiddushin. Begerishin Mabakach im Yizbor She'ena Migureshis. Now, what is Vikasha? It says, if you don't have the knowledge of Hilchas Gitin, there's also a problem. Now, what's the problem? So the problem would seem to be what? He's not going to realize that he created a get, that he created a gerishin. Okay. So he assumes you're still married to him. So he assumes you're still married to him. What's going to be the big mechshel that's going to come out of that? Really, she is migureshes, but she's real, but he thinks she's still married. So Tosis doesn't understand what's the big problem. First glance, what do you mean? Before Tosis is going to say a suggestion, but you can't think of a mechshel. She's really not married. So it comes out when he's living with her, it's not really as husband and wife. So it comes out he's having bia not of ishus. Right? What's the halacha if he has bia with a woman not l'shem ishus? So the Rambam seems to say that's a problem with siya kadesha. Bia not l'shem ishus is called a bia's nus. Unless you say this is not called bia's nus either. It's a bia that you think is, he thinks is l'shem ishus, because he thinks you're still married. But that wouldn't be the problem of siya kadesha of the Rambam. because the Maisa, in his mind, he's doing it l'shem Mishus. It turns out she's really Megureshes. Tosfos doesn't entertain that issue. But with another, perhaps another possible Miksha, what will be if he dies and he has no children and he has a brother? So what would everybody think? And what would they think? That she was married and now she's a Yavama and now she has to get Yibum, and then what would happen? Issachari, Sebeshazach. Really, she's Megureshes. So it comes out this Gilui Arayis here. It's Eishasach. He has no right to the brother has no right to marry this woman who was Megureshes from the brother. I found this question in the back. They asked this one of the Mefarshim in the back. Wonders about that. That could be a possible Mechshel. Tosis doesn't suggest that either. Is it? I'd have to find it exactly. One of the Persians says, what about that? Well, Tosis didn't suggest that either. Okay, what did Tosis say instead? Shema ikol mechas kohen. That what? That what's the mechshel? That really, since she's megureshes, so she's also a kohen. So what happens when right now he thinks he's married to her. Let's say he'll die. So everyone will think she's just an almana. She married a kohen. Really, she's also a kohen. She got divorced. So that's the issue of get.
Of course, can it also be if she was married to a kohen?
Ikol mechas kohen.
Ikol mechas
le kohen.
No. So why was Tosfos bothered by a regular husband? Because maybe by the Gemara it didn't. Because I'm garish as ishto. We're not even profundic. Even if it be us, there's a chazaka that ain't another mosav yilasi yilas nus. So maybe they get married. So it's not a problem by a regular man, but it's a problem by a kohen because it's a chashash that a kohen can't marry if she was divorced. So kohen.
What are you trying to do? Trying to say Tosfos ikol mechas le kohen that he's that the kohen is the man
is the regular baal.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been a problem if the regular meaning.
Totally. The Cohen who divorced his wife, remarried her.
So he takes her back. He's not remarrying her. He just
is.
What? He thinks
he finds out afterwards.
He finds out after? No, no.
Or he dies.
He's divorced.
Yeah,
she's divorced.
He can't be his Cohen. What?
No, so
that's not marrying a Grusha. It's not marrying. He's not marrying her. He thinks she's still married.
But he's divorced.
But they're divorced. So what they're doing is not getting remarried. That's the issue.
He's not marrying a grusha. He's having a relationship. He's having a bia with the grusha.
A bia with the grusha is the same love.
You have to know that the Gemara's later in the parak of Omer, what yikach, sometimes it means al derech kuchin. Isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. So is it bia? Is it kedushin? What? That's what I asked originally. The bia's nus issue. The issue with grusha kohen is to marry her. Not having bia. No, she'll be also a kohen. But as far as him, Tosfos say he's a kohen. Tosfos says he can mechus a kohen, meaning that down the road she's not a married kohen and we won't know it. That's what Tosfos is probably. He can mechus a kohen that she has an issur a kohen. Mi lishna de imayin lo mashma hachi. Because what does Tosfos ask now? Lishna imayin, isik imayin. He's asking on which pshat, on the pshat of Abba Zriel. Yeah, all right. Because let's say he'll die, she'll be an almana, but everyone would think just an almana, not a grusha. But really, she's a grusha because at some point in that marriage, it was dissolved. So, but Tosfos doesn't like this pshat about Bezriel because he mind lo mashma hachi, the ein adam yachalitin get el ishta. So imahen by kedushin, imahen means women in general, and you can end up having a case where one of many women can become kedushas to you. But that's a Bezriel's pshat. But by get, you can't talk about imahen. I understand the kasha, but this mana gemara, you could have more than one wife, no? So why can't it be imahen with the various wives? I don't know what's this asking. I don't know. the ishto. So good, the wives, the various women who he's married to.
But if he's talking to the Kohen again, then it's only a problem.
No, so all these women now, he shouldn't have conversations. He shouldn't have involvement because he can make a mistake and think that they are. You know, you won't realize that she's divorced.
Kind of like if they get to one person.
In yachalitin get el ishto, but it can happen more than one. What?
Just one document at a time. Like kedushin, maybe you could do multiple at the same time.
Yeah, I understand, but it could happen. But and another problem with this, the command of pirkin mashma, sheish chash iser eshes ish. That the person is a lawyer who doesn't have knowledge of tiv gittin v'kedushin, it's a problem of eshes ish. The Amar, the Gemara has this memes later on Daf Yud Gimel, and it comments on it and says v'kashin la'olam midor hamabu. Toward the bottom, Yud Gimel Medalef. Gemara quotes the statement and says on it, Amar Asim of Yochanan v'kashin la'olam yosem midor hamabu. That people like this, it becomes worse than we found with Dharmabu, and Dashin's a pasuk. So it's mashma that the problem is a problem of Eshes Ish, not just a problem of Kohen. It could be relevant to Eshes Ish. But Dharmabu issues have to do with Arayas, so that's why Eshes Ish is the problem. So this is a problem. It could be what would happen if she'll accept Kiddushin from somebody else. In his mind, nothing took place because she was never migureshes. Really, she was migureshes. Therefore, she becomes an eshes ish, and therefore there'd be a problem of eshes ish that could flow from this, from the lack of knowledge about hilchos gittin.
The same problem as before. He doesn't
ask Kiddushin.
He thought
No. Talking about someone else.
I know. If he gives, thought she was never migureshes.
Not him, but the person that gave Kiddushin thinks, that person should think that she's still married.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't know anything. And he thinks she's stumped. She thinks she's a penuya. It's Mekadishar with Das Kedushin. And she
knows she's divorced.
Not clear if she knows. Pashta Yada sounds like she extends her hand and she does.
She
maybe.
In the Mekadishar, she never knew because the person who. Because this guy was doing the game with her.
So why is it. Yeah, so why would she have Das for Kedushin? She should know better. She should think that she's not available. The Maisa, she thinks, whatever, she wants the Yadva Kodesh, she doesn't know, whatever. Pashto Yadva Kibba means she has Das Lis Kaddish. She has Das Lis Kaddish. Yeah, but, yeah.
I just don't really understand. Tosfos and Kasha with Imahen, like, even if you're assuming, let's say we want to say that Imahen can't mean his wives, it has to be general women. What is he trying to get at? That it can't be talking about a person with his wife, it has to be, like, single women, but, like, what is he. What does Tosfos want to happen? I mean, even in his answer, it has to be that this Gerushin has to be talking about his wife. Like, why else would he be talking?
No, so let's keep Tosfos. What is the Pshat Imahen other than Tosfos? What would be the Imahen? Imahen means not Imahen with the women. What's Pashat Pshat the word Imahen? When you read the Gemara, Lo Yeresik Imahen means. What?
Gittin
the Kedushin. Imahen is a pronoun for Gittin the Kedushin. If you don't know Hilchot Gittin the Kedushin, not involved with cases of Gittin the Kedushin. That's Imahen, not Imahen with the women. Rabbi Azriel's Pshat is with the women. Yeah, and the Torah says, but that doesn't fit with Gittin.
No, I'm saying right. She's saying within Rabbi Azriel's Pshat, he's asking what would be the problem of a person not realizing that he's actually divorced.
That she's divorced from him, right.
Right, and then you're saying you can't say, though, that it's a Kohen because the Lashon Imahen.
No, they can't say it's a Kohen because the Gemara later seems to see it's a problem of Eshes Ish.
No, but also before that, he said because the Lashon of Imahen is not Mashma like that.
Lo Mashma Hakli just means, not on the point of Kohen, on the Peshat of Abazriel, that Imahen is going on the women. And by Ged, you can't say it's women plural. That's not specific to the Kohen point. It's just.
It's not going directly on the Kohen.
No. It's two separate issues. The Kasha Tenach be Kedushin Gerushin Mabakach and Yisbeth Gresh, and we give a Kohen. Fine. So that seems to solve up his real Pshat and work it out. But it's still not workable. It's not still a Dochik Pshat because what do you do with the word Imayan? When it comes to Get, it's not specific to the answer they just gave on the other question. It's a Kasha in general on Rabbi Zvi'el's Pshat.
Oh, so he's just saying that Imayan doesn't mean the good.
Right, it goes back to try to work back to Rashi's Pshat. Or not like a Vizier's Pshat.
Yeah,
How do we answer the Kohen Kasha though?
No, because so it's, you have to say more than Kohen. You have to say because of Pashto Yada.
I thought Iman was going to answer the Kohen.
I think the Ba'od is there's two separate kashas. There's a kasha, right? It's like Tosfos today. I know we're throwing you off. The kasha of Iman is not directly related to the Kohen discussion. And then he comes back with another kasha, which relates to the pshat that he just said. It's two problems on the pshat. Number one, it's Iman. Number two, Kohen is not an Eshes Ish, but that he took care of that could be Eshes Ish because someone else is going to be Mekadesh afterwards. Yeah.
In terms of Pashta Yada,
is there some kind of isra by mishloach mos to give the mishloach mos to a woman, there is a halacha like that, and that's because maybe she's going to accept it as kiddushin, and even that would apply to a woman who's also married, something that would be the same as far here, but that would not do anything if she's married. So what's the isra mishloach mos? You have to know the makor, it's put in the Ramah, I think.
Wouldn't that be the same issue here in terms of her having das even though she's married?
Yeah, but if she's married, her das is not going to do anything. It's only if she's really divorced that it will matter.
In Bai Mishloach Mos, it's only if she's divorced?
No, I'm saying if she's married, then the fact that she has das for kedushin is not going to make her mekudeshes. She can't be mekudeshes.
Right, I know, but it's just, I'm saying it's just the idea.
No, just because of the appearance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's not, then it's not going to be Eshes Ish. Tos couldn't mean that because Tos is saying it's a real Eshes Ish because the Moras Mashmat, it's worse than Dora Mabel, means that it's a real Eshes Ish problem. Couldn't just be that it doesn't look nice.
Isn't one of the issues that like it's the point of Shachman is just to increase Ava between the two people and like it'll increase Ava
it's just kind of gonna perk.
Okay, so kind of could be go together. Okay, we can look up that halacha and see what's based on. Yeah.
Not to make this more than it is, but also by that it's I thought that was also an idea that even if she didn't have necessarily explicit da'as for that, it would still...
Right.
Before we said that if the woman thinks that she's still married, she wouldn't have the da'as to be mekudeshes. So then how could she be mekudeshes? But maybe like a stam da'as if she's taking it, maybe that taking that partially other would be enough to, I guess, say that there was da'as there, just like that she's partially other. Not necessarily that she's partially other for kedushin, but she's partially other to take something that would be valid da'as for kedushin.
Yeah. You're reminding me, it's just a matter of Malcolm, I wasn't going to mention it, but if you're already bringing it up, if you're learning Bekiyas, you'll get to it anyway. Dav Nunam Adays is a sugya of called Choshen L'Sidronos. If a man sends gifts, a whole sugya there, different Lashonos and the Gemara, Choshen L'Sidronos. So what does it mean exactly? Rashi says as follows, top of Numa Mebeis, Misha Shidech Beisha. Shidech means that they just agreed to get married. It's not even Erisin, but they have an understanding. The Nisratza, the Kada B'Shalach Sublonos Be'edim. Rashi says it had to be Edim. You send these packages, you know, these gift packages to her. Choshishin Shema Kedushin Hein. We are Choshish that this becomes Kesef Kedushin. Then this kachel acher tzricha get minarisha, because he may be mekudeshes from the first person who sent the sablonos. Tosfos comments on the top of numbers top Tosfos. Mashma mitoch pirusho the chayshin and shema machmas kedushin hein. And he says that's why Rashi said shidech. That there had to be some understanding, because otherwise, the Mlokin Lahavi Kedushin, the Minah Yada. See, what is Rashi leaving out? Rashi says there were Edim. Right? Why did Rashi say there were Edim when he sent the package? Because you need Edim for the Kedushin. But one second, we have our Sugya here. What else do you need for Kedushin? Amira. So if you send Sablonos, where's the Amira? Now, Tosfos doesn't ask it that way either. Tosfos says, Rashi says it was a Shidech. So the Shidech is equivalent of our Sugya, Diberima. So that's the Shidech. Diberima, there was a conversation. They were talking about getting married. And then he sends her the packages. So Tosfos says, that's what Rashi seems to say, Shidech. Why? Because without that, Minayada. That's an echo of our Diuk and our Gemara. The Gemara asked Minayada. If there was no, they stopped talking about Kedushin, Nayada, and we asked, why only ask Nayada? Why not ask Amira? Where's the Amira? So Tosfos is asking a similar question on Rashi in El Gemara. Sending the gifts, it had to be Shidech, otherwise Minayada. Kita Amar Beperakama, Tosis quotes our sugi, Gabi Nasim La Kedushin, Bro Pirish. But then Tosis asks on Rashi, wait a second, Shidduch is not going to help you. What does our sugi say you need? Dibei Mam the Inu Inyan, Uba Oso Inyan. A sugi Ba Oso Inyan. So Shidduch is not going to automatically mean Ba Oso Inyan. Shidduch is, you know, they had a conversation, but you need Dibei Mam is not enough, you need a sugi Ba Oso Inyan. So Tosis, because of that, says Pshat, Choshishin means that if he sends us Siblonos, Lechoshish Shema Kitsha Kvar. So Lechoshish that he may have been Mekadosh already, not that the Siblonos are the condition. But notice, Machokis Rashi and Tosis, what Choshin and Siblonos means, it's a good Hashlama to this Sugya. You know, when you learn that Nun, keep that in mind. Tosis asks on Rashi, Rashi has this possibility of sending gifts, and they become gifts and they become Kesef Kedushin. And Rashi says, there were Edom that saw you send the gifts. Rashi doesn't relate to the Amira. Rashi says, Shidduch. So Tosis, why Rashi says Shidduch? Because they had to be a Dibur Ima. Because otherwise, Minayada. Tosis says, like Agamah says, Minayada. So Tosis says, yeah, but it's not a Sukhbo Sainyan. So interesting issue that comes up again later over there. Yes, you reminded me of that piece. Next Tosis, Afilo Shmilei. So what if he didn't even know this halacha? What didn't he know? An interesting thing. You notice, I hope you medayek this in the words of Tosis. What didn't you know? If you read Rashi, it's clear what the Gemara meant. What didn't he know? The shaila that was asked, Rabbi Yemar asked Ravashi. This statement of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, that if you don't know the halachas of getting the kedushin, lo yeresek iman, afilo shmirei ha dirat, ha dirav huna, what did Rav Huna Meshmur say? Halacha Rav Yosi. So let's say this person didn't know this statement of Halacha Rav Yosi. Would that also go into the problem that he can't be involved with getting the kedushin? Why? Because maybe it's not so shkiach not to be mefarit, not to spell out kedushin. So now, and what are we talking about? Goyim Asek. In what sense? Asek. So he quotes Rashi. Perush Adam Shinis Mana Agit in the Kedushin. Someone who's involved, who's appointed, Tzvich Manu Hodiyo Ha De Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shelo Yikasho Ba De Shchicha Odem Olek Olam Eichas Lachi De Lo Shchicha Kuli Hai Vachei Masum Toch Perush HaKuntris. What is the Iker Kavan of Tosus to work out? That we're discussing the person who's Nismana Agitim, the person who's being appointed by another person, by a dayan, so we have to make sure that this person who's being appointed be informed about a halacha. Yes or no? Need he be informed or not? Why not? Because it's not shchiach? Why yes? Because it is shchiach. So that's what the thrust of Tosis is. He's trying to take out of Rashi that the issue relates to the person that's being the smana. Do you have to tell him about this information, this halacha, or not? Now, what is it that, what does Tosis need to say that? Because if it weren't discussing the person who's being appointed, then the gap that exists in this person's knowledge, so what would be the nafkamina? Should he know or not know? If he knows, he knows. If he doesn't know, he doesn't know that he doesn't know. So, like, my nafkamina, this entire shaila is totally irrelevant. Because if you don't know that you don't know, then so then there's nothing to talk about. So, this is part that Mashal points out. So, therefore, Tosis wants to show you from Rashi is that, no, it's not discussing the person himself and his ignorance. We're talking about the dayan who's appointing somebody who may be ignorant of this information, this halacha, this statement. And therefore, to the extent that we know that he doesn't know, we have to make sure that he knows. Or do we not have to be worried about it? That's what Tosis is driving. Say it. But now, in the fine print, what is it that he doesn't know? That we have to make him aware of or not make him aware of? So, in the Gemara that we have, even if he doesn't know what? The statement of Rehuna Meshmuel V'Halacha Rav Yosi. What did Tosis quote? Lo'odil had Rav Yehuda Meshmuel. No, wait a second. What is Rav Yehuda Meshmuel? Have Rav Huna Meshmuel. What's Rav Yehuda Meshmuel? No. Go carefully. Had what? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. No. You can't say. No. What? There's a Yehuda Amar Shmuel that Kol Shein Eder B'Tikin Kedushin, but you can't. You don't know that halacha that you have to be Eder B'Tikin Kedushin. That's not the issue. So what's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel? So you have to go back in the Gemara. There's another name of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Take a look. We have something that's so good. You guys said it. For who? Shasukim Bosinian. So for Tosfos, the question is, when you mamana somebody as a dayan by giving the kedushin, so if he doesn't know that statement of Yudam Ashmur that you need to be a sukkim bosa inyan, can you appoint him or not? Clear? Rashi had the gear, so like our Gemara has. If you don't know Ravuna Mashmuel, that halacha kirab yos. Tosfos gear was if he didn't know that you need a sukkim ba'osu inyan. Again, if it's not shkiyach, then it doesn't bother me that he doesn't know. So I can point him anyway. If it is shkiyach, then you have to make sure he knows the halacha of a sukkim ba'osu inyan. So question what the gears is here in the Gemara. Wait a second. So take a look at the Masha. So there's really two things to notice in Tosfos. Number one, what he's bringing from Rashi that we're talking about the dayan, not the person himself. Meanwhile, the question of what is the gap that we're referring to that he doesn't know. So interesting, Mashar says, so this shot of Rashi says, what's the big problem? Let's speak it out outside first. If he doesn't know Racha Kreb Yosef, so what will he be choshish for? For who? For Rabbi Yehuda. Or no, he has to be more machmir, right? If he doesn't know, so he'll have to earn the other side of the question. So he'll have to do like Rabbi Yossi anyway, because it's a chumrah that she's mikudeshes. So what's the big problem? Tosis pshat, what doesn't he know? He doesn't know that you need a sukkim ba'usu inyan. So he thinks that she's mikudeshes even if it's not a sukkim ba'usu inyan. Oh, that's a big mikshah. But if it's not shkiach, then we have to worry about it. If it's shkiach, we have to worry about it. So for Tosfos, there's an advantage that not knowing a sukkim bosa inyan can certainly lead to a problem. That the Masha, according to Rashi's girsa, it's Rav Huna Mashmuel, so what if he doesn't know Racha Kreb Yossi? So if he doesn't know Racha Kreb Yossi, he'll anyway be Machmuel like Kreb Yossi, won't he? Because it could be she's Mekudeshes. He doesn't know. It doesn't say he'll think that Racha is like Rabbi Yehuda. He just doesn't know. That's what Masha speaks out here. So the first point is in terms of the that we're talking about a dayan, the la'atzma rekula sure. That's the first line of the Masha. The la'atzma rekula sure. You can't be talking to him. He has to know. Don't be involved if you don't know this halacha. Shkayach. I don't know the halacha, but I don't know. I don't know the halacha. The goshayach lehizayah bedavas shelo shama. So what is it relevant for? Ela alachirim sheyadu bos eno yedeh davazeh. It's relating to other people who know that this person has this gap of knowledge. Kama ditzvichim lahashiro rodeo, that they have to tell him. Good. That's the thrust of Tosfos. Ulechora lepirish Rashi, what's the rosh miyale? Hadir Rav Halacha Kreb Yossi, Rav Huna Mashmuel, Halacha Kreb Yossi. Kasha says to Masha, this even if lo yada the Racha Kremoso, but in yada proktayu, you know this machokes of Yosin Rabbi Yehuda, so yachmir alatzma remember tichol kachumraya, that any time it's going to turn out a chumra, he has to be machmir, so he anyway end up being machmir like Rabbi Yossi, so what's the big problem? The nearer there was that diktik what Tosfos loma, that the lo yada is not the lo yada Rav Huna Mashmuel, the lo yada is lo yada Rav, what? Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, which Rav Yehuda Mashmuel? Not the Inyan, dead Hilchos Gid. Rav Yehuda Mashmuel of Asukim Bosa Inyan. The Chenu Gesus Arash and so on. The Gokoy Mosud Rav Huna. The Gam in Wal Yadu Racha Kimi Yachmer Bedava, as I said. But if it's Asukim Bosa Inyan, he doesn't know you're Asukim Bosa Inyan. He knows Racha Rav Yossi. He doesn't know Asukim Bosa Inyan is required. He's going to suddenly say someone's Mekudeshes, pronounce him Mekudeshes, even if it was not Asukim Bosa Inyan. That's the problem. So, and if it's shkiach, then we have to be concerned for that, such a problem. If it's low shkiach, I'll be concerned. Who's the concern about? The one who's mamana the dayan. That already Rashi said, Tosus accepted. But within what the gap is, that's the question. Rashi and Tosus, what the girsa would be over here. Mashat thinks that according to Rashi, the girsa Rashi, what's the big deal? He'll be machmer anyway. You have to know what to answer for Rashi. Questions? Yeah. Dayan.
Yeah. In terms of the Marsha's first point about it not being atmo, this dayan, he knows that there is. It's not that he doesn't know that there's not even a machlokes in the first place. He knows that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
He just doesn't know Rav Huna and Marshmul's statement of who to paskin.
Right, so I'm saying such much as kasha. So if he doesn't know the paskin, like, won't he be machmok Rabbi Yossi anytime that would be a chumra? So then what's going to be the big mechsha? There'll be a case of.
The Gemara's question
is. Why can't it be la'atmo? Why does it have to be
her? It could be la'atmo.
Oh, why can't it be la'atmo?
It could be la'atmo because it's not that he doesn't even know that there's a machlokas. He knows that there's a machlokas. He just
doesn't know
that
he
could
have asked him. And therefore he should not get involved if he doesn't know the halacha.
He knows there's a machlokas. He just doesn't know Rav Huna Amar Shmuel that the halacha is like Rav Yossi. But he still knows that there's a. So the question would be, should he get involved if he doesn't know who to pass him? Like, but he actually knows the machlokas.
I mean, so what's the big problem to say that's going on here? Rashi himself said it's going on the diet. No, but he's asking something else. There's two issues in his Tosfos again. One is the warning here about the person's ignorance not to be involved if he's ignorant, or is it going on the diet? So Tosfos accepting Rashi, working off of Rashi, Adam Shenismana Agitin Vikidushin, Tosfos concludes V'chei Mashmav Toch Birsha Kuntris. Right? Tosfos is getting to emphasize that we're dealing with the authority figure who's appointing this person who's ignorant, and he should not appoint a person who's ignorant. Says the Mashal, why can't we be discussing the person himself? So Mashal says, because if he doesn't know, then he doesn't know that he doesn't know. On that you're responding,
he knows that there's a machokis.
He doesn't know Lach Rav Yossi, so he should avoid getting involved. So why can't it be referring to him? Why do we have to change it and talk
then
about
he
it
knows that? Who he doesn't know.
Yes, and that's the question.
The one, yeah.
And then the question.
So why can't you go in the Gemara that it's really going on the person himself?
What do you mean, the person?
The person himself doesn't know halachat Rav Yossi, because he doesn't know, he should not get involved.
Maybe
he's
going to be the Dayan? Yeah. Yeah, in other words, and as opposed to saying that we're talking about the Mamana, the word Mamana. If it's a Sukkot Bosa Indian, you don't know that there's a requirement of the Sukkot Inyan, but you don't know that you don't know the requirement, then the time is a strong time. Then it has to go on the Mimana, right? And Tosis Pshat, then you hear it.
Well, if you still know the Machlokes Tanaim, maybe.
I think if you don't know a Sukkot Inyan as a requirement, then and you don't know that there's any requirement that you're not aware of, so then it can only mean that the person who knows that you're not aware of that Sukkot Inyan requirement cannot appoint you. Then it has to be going on the diet.
Well, maybe because if he doesn't know if Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he would still know the Tanaim who argued.
You're saying against Tosis. Tosis says it's going on the diet. Pashtas, the Cheshbon is correct in Tosis. Only thing you're saying, according to Rashi, maybe you're not knowing the halacha, Rav Yossi, but you know the machokas anyway.
But still, why would we tell him to refrain from judging being involved if he'll still be machmir, and anyways won't be a problem. Even
that's
if he knows,
the Mashas, two separate kashas. That's the Mashas kash. It's two separate kashas.
He doesn't know what the level of ice is. At the end of the day, he'll still.
That's
he'll
what
still be a
right. So that's better for Tosis. That's what Tosis is better, because if he doesn't know that there's a halach of a Sukkot Bosa Inyan, then he's going to be Mako. Because he's going to assume it's Kinnikudeshas, even if it's not a Sukkot Bosa Inyan.
Right.
But if the question is, he doesn't know who the Paskin like, then wouldn't he naturally have to be Machmer Rav Yossi anyway? And then what's the big problem? That's what Mashal says Tosis prefers the Girsa that Rav Yehuda Mashmul over Rav Huna Mashmul. Mm-hmm. But he's understanding that as far as the other issue is concerned, that we have to be discussing the Dayan, because as far as his gap, his ignorance, so if he doesn't know he's ignorant, then he's not going to be stopped from getting involved. So the Dayan says, no, he knows the machlokes, he just doesn't know who the halach is like, so that would be the deterrent for him to get involved. So let's talk to him. It's a good hara, I don't know. Anyone have a response? It's a good hara. No. We're assuming that for Rashi too, it has to be going on the Dayan. Rashi does say that after all, it's going on the Dayan. Okay, let's make a schala on the next part of the Gemara. Pshita. Sorry. The Chin the Gerishin. What is this now? This is going back on Shmuel. V'chein, this is Rashi, it's like an Amar Mar. V'chein begirishin kemo Amar Mar. What do you mean Amar Mar? We had before Shmuel's statement. Had the whole thing got started with Shmuel's statement. Amar Shmuel, the Kiddushin, he gave us cases that work, a Russian Kiddushin that works, and Lishonos that don't work. And then V'chein begirishin. These words, V'chein begirishin, are part of Shmuel's memra, right back on Hamid Beis. V'chein begirishin, Nasan Rav Amara, Hariat Mishalachas, Mishalachas, Hariat Megureshes, Hariat Mutel Sechaladam. That's a fine Russian Gerishin. Ein Ishech, Ein Ibayrach, Ein Yarusech, Ein Kabeis Michosh, that's nothing at all. No concern at all of Gerishin. So the Gemara is now analyzing Shmuel, so that's, like it be, it would say Amar Mar. V'chein begirishin, Nasan Ra, Gita, V'amara, Hariat Mishalachas, Hariat Megureshes, Hariat Mutel Sechaladam, Hariat Megureshes. Says the Gemara. Pshita, the following is obvious. Nasan la gita, let's say he gives a get to a woman, his wife. Va'amara li'ishto harei ad bas chorin. He uses a Russian that's used for shichru. He says harei ad bas chorin. Lo amar ve'lo kum. So if he uses a Russian shichru to his wife in lieu of harei mutez l'choladam, it's nothing. So that's a new case. And now the reverse. If he uses a Russian of what you'd say for Gerishin, you have for Gerishin, he uses it to a Shifcha, but to Friar, again, so reverse cases. A Russian Shichwer wouldn't work for Isha, Harei Abaschon wouldn't work for Isha, and Harei Muter Sechol Adam would not work for Shichwer. Let's see Rashi. Pshita is read not as a Kasha, it's Benichusa. The following is Pashan. So what's the case? Harei at bas chorin lo amar klum, zot Rashi, important Rashi, leis garish. Lo amar klum to create garishin, meaning im kasav lashon zebeget. Rashi makes it clear. What are we dealing with? That you wrote the lashon harei at bas chorin in the get and not harei mutar secholadam in the get. She ain't the lashon garishin, so it's not going to work because ain't the lashon garishin. What do you see Rabbo saying this Rashi very clearly? What did Rashi do for us here? Rashi's what? Rashi says when it says Omar by get, it means what's written in the get. So we've seen this issue a few times already. Here it's a Mefurish of Rashi. We brought a machlokes, important machlokes. Is there a lacha v'amira b'gerishin? All we've seen in Mishnah in Dafayin Ches and Gittin is that you have to say which two words? What do we see? Two words. What are the two words? Hagitech. See, kintishtach of zeh, it won't work. And then it says, Hachimu Hagitech. Is that a dinda raisa, a dinda rabbanan? Not clear. The Ram says only dinda rabbanan. The Ram for sure holds there's no halacha b'amira baget with the raisa. There's halacha to give it, l'shem gerishin. Me'idach the Balamor explains, based on that Gemara and then reconciling it with the case that we says to the Eden beforehand, that there's halacha of Amira, Shailos, is it Bahar, is it for the Edom, do you come in the Balamor, but there's halacha bein b'kiddushin, bein b'gerishin, that you have to declare and explicitly say what you're doing, Xeris HaKasuv, b'shilcha, you have to say the Divrei HaShiluchin, and by kiddushin, the Divrei HaLukuchin. The Balamor has arrived from Asugya, that's Asugya. These are the Rishonos of kiddushin and gerishin, to the extent that you have to say it, so if you didn't say it, you don't have a proper gerishin. You don't have a proper gerishin or kiddushin. What was written in the shtar or the get is separate. But in order to be a gerishin, it has to be an amira. For the Baal Mor, the sugya is kipshuto. Amara is amara. We had a tosis over there in Ein Ches, sort of like a middle point. Tosis says there is a requirement that there is a chal adam. For what reason? A new din that she should know that she's being misgaveshes not to return. So now we have the statements in the Gemara. So according to the Balmor, it's understood kipshuta. You have to say it, and that's the halacha that we're discussing. And if you said a Russian of harei mutar secholadam, it's not going to work. For Rashi, there's no halacha. Apparently, in Rashi, you see, there's no halacha of amira b'gerishin. So the sugya must be referring to what's written in the get. the only Ha'ara one can raise is, so why did Rashi wait to comment on this here? Rashi should have said this right in the beginning, no? Right when Shmuel's statement was quoted initially, the Chaim B'Gerishin, Nasan La Ba'amala, Halit Mishalacha, so we discussed it already back then. So you have to explain, what does it mean, Nasan La Ba'amala? It means, and who commented over there? Who do we see in the Rishonim that commented right then and there on the words of Shem Nasan La Ba'amala? The Tosus Rid. Tosus Rid. Nasan La Ba'amala, back in Shmuel, all these cases that Shmuel gave, the Rishonos of Eini Ishech, or Mishalachas, that's good, and Eini Ishech, Eini Bailech, Eini Rusech, talking about what's written in the get, because there's no halacha of Amira separate from what's in the get. But Rashi was silent earlier. Rashi only comments over here. It's not clear, why did Rashi not say it immediately? Maybe the way it's phrased before is less problematic than over here. What's the lesson of the Gemara here? Nasan la gita ve'amala. What's the lesson before? Nasan la ba'amala. Nope. I don't know. Is it really different? It's pretty much the same now. Nasan la gita ba'amala. Maybe because it says lo amar the lo kum over here. What does it say over there? Ein kan beis michus. Maybe Rashi was more troubled by the Russian here that Rashi needed to set you straight. Ein kan beis michus. Okay, there. Nasan la ba'amala. No, it means what's written in the get. Here it says not just Nasan la gita ba'amala. It says lo amar the lo kum. Oh, Omar sounds like, ooh, I'm Omar, Omar, Omar. Don't get nervous. Well, Omar Kum, this means in Kasa Russians are beginning. Maybe that's where Rashi felt the need to say it here. Because it's a little Omar, lo yideh. But this is clear from Rashi that the Pashtus, you don't need an Amira baguette. So we're discussing what's in the get. That's the first case. Harei at Baschorin doesn't work by a woman. Yeah, question. No, there is clearly a requirement in the shtar to also say the right lashon, but there's no reason to change the words of the pshat in the gemara from what it seems. It's a din of amira, so the discussion is about the amira.
But would it? You don't think that reading the gemara also is talking about what it says in the shtar?
No.
Because
Rashi's
just explaining.
Yeah, but in Rashi has to go out of his way to reinterpret the words. That sounds like Rashi held there's no other relevance for this halacha except for the Nusach Ashtar, Nusach Aget. I agree with you. The Baal HaMor would certainly have this halacha relevant for the Nusach Aget as well. But if it says Amira here, there's no reason to interpret it as anything but Amira. So that you see that it's a din of Amira by Get. But for Rashi to go out of his way to say L'Omar means in Kasav Lashon Zeh Beget, why did Rashi have to do that?
It's according to the Baal HaMor,
that's what we discussed. If let's say the Lashon in the get was fine, and then the Amira was a Lashon of, you know, that's not so good. Would it spoil it or not? So what do we say? According to the Baal HaMor, if you had a bad Lashon that was of in Amira, of course you didn't have the Amira. But if there's no din of Amira, so then fine. So then as long as the Nusach HaGet was fine. What about this other case? Amar Olashiv Chaso. Now this is interesting to ponder now that we're talking about Baal HaMor. I mean, when the Baal HaMor holds that the Amar by Ged is Dafka and Amar by Kiddushin is Dafka, what would you say by Shichra? When he gives an Eved Kenani or a Shivcha Kenani, says Shta Shichra, there's a din of Hamira as well? Interesting, but where would that come from? The Shilcha Yotzei Shilcha Mipiv. Kiyikach, Yotzei Kuchem Mitiv, and Shichra, we're maybe equation you learned out of get, lo yadea. Amar lo yashiv chaso, l'chol for the Baal HaMor is going to mean the same thing. The Amira by Shichra has to be the right Russian Shichra, as opposed to using Hadea Mutesu Chaladam, which is no good. According to Rashi, it means, of course, what's written in the Shichra, in the Shtar Shichra. Hadea Mutesu Chaladam, lo amar v'lo kum. Why not? So here's the whole question. Rashi here explains as follows. Amar la harei muteres. To say to a shivcha harei muteres, Russian gerishin hu. That's a Russian gerishin. The low Russian shichur. That would not be a Russian shichur. The shivcha, it's not a Russian shichur, but a shivcha. Why not? Why can't you say muteres to a shivcha? The ibascholin mashvila. If you're trying to make her bascholin, that's what you're trying to say. She's free. She's not a shivcha anymore. Ain't a muteres lavadin. So it's not correct to say muteres lachaladim to be a bascholin because she's not muteres lachaladim. As a non-shivcha, she's usa to an eved. So she's not muteres to everybody. She's not muteres to an eved. Ava Russian get who the isha. Why? Shematiru go chomisha he says sura go al yada. By isha, he's matter to all that she was usa to. That's how Rashi learns over here. You look in Rashi in Gittin, you'll take a look there, you'll see Rashi has a different svara. Different svara of why you can't say a rare muteres go chol adam in a shtar shichra. And then take a look to the Rush over here, and then finish up to the Tudat, to the end of the Sugya with the Tosis and on the top here. And then we have something maybe to come back to with the Tosis today. If we have a chance, we'll try to go back. So tomorrow's Shia, we said, is at 11:30. Yeah?